Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. attention. The fourth annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers and Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773. In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House at Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House at Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hall.
All right, welcome to, of course, Boston. I'm John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. We're hanging out tonight with the Del Fuegos. Of course, our friend Woody Geisman has been on the show many times. Woody is doing a benefit with the Del Fuegos for, of course, Right Turn Addiction Services. And you can go to right-turn.org and check out his information there. And Woody goes on and on and on, I got to tell you, with many events to support his cause, and this was one of two shows. Is that correct, Woody?
Yeah, man. We had our first show last night. It was a great show. Good time, man. Really good time.
Being back on the stage for the first time in how many years?
It's been 12 years since we played together.
So how was it for you to be able to gel back together? I mean, I'm sure you guys had some rehearsal time and all that before the start, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a few days to pick out the tunes, you know, and run them down a few times.
You know, through the process of coming up here, I listened to some of the old Del Fuego stuff, which, you know, I had to get associated with it again. And I'll tell you what, it was, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, you were a big draw for the Kinks, and you worked with the Kinks for several different times.
We did a lot of extensive touring with, you know, Tom Petty and ZZ Top, and, yeah, we ran across the Kinks there as well, yeah.
Kinks was a band I grew up with, and, you know, one of my favorite bands. But, again, listening to your music and checking out what you did back then all turned into new releases like we play on Rockers in Recovery at the online radio station. Your music is being played from Right Turn all the time there. And, of course, you can buy that right at right-turn.org. And it's the new release that you guys put together from, of course, your studio right at Right Turn. So I want to ask you tonight, what is the ultimate thing that you want to achieve with this concert tonight? How can people help you and assist you and send you donations? What are you looking to achieve with this?
Well, I mean, that's a great question, John. And you know, Right Turn has been around since 2002, 2003. And what we're doing tonight is we're announcing the opening of a new residential, a sober residence that we hope to open in October. And the proceeds from the Del Fuego's concert tonight will help us move one step closer to our goal. But between now and October, we have a lot of fundraising to do and a lot of work to make sure that this is a wonderful program for anyone who's struggling with addiction.
When you look at opening these places up, you don't have a whole lot of assistance up here to begin with, and you're kind of like the last house on the block in a lot of cases. So when you start to open up these facilities and you start to work with people, do you see a big, I'm sure you see a big need for it, but do you see a big response in the support of it?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And a big response, a great need, and a huge sense of responsibility on my shoulders, man. This is the stuff that wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, man. And I, you know, I've talked to the board of directors for the last couple of years, and they finally said, go ahead, Woody, let's do it. Let's open up this residence. It'll be a great thing to have along with our, you know, with our addiction program.
I also want to bring hellos from South Florida. I was talking to Richie Supa today, and he told me to tell you, lots of luck. He loves you, misses you, and big hugs.
What a rocking guy, man. Ricky, hey, man, and Ricky Bird, too, man.
He's off the chain. I spoke to him today. It was, you know, everybody's excited for you. They really are.
I'm really looking forward to running into everyone at the 12-Step Recovery Fest, November 3rd through 6th. Man, that's going to be a great thing. You know, playing music down in the Florida Keys.
Listen, you know, and you have your own spot, by the way. We got you in the cafe. You're going to be playing your whole repertoire, and it's going to be an evening with Woody Geisman in the coffee house, along with playing with the supergroup. So it's going to be a good time had by all.
I'm really looking forward to it, man. I want to play some songs I've written in my recovery, you know?
That's a beautiful thing. Everybody wants to say hi. It's a beautiful thing. Is that an old Del Fuego's groupie?
That's Marianne Frangula, the director of MORE, the Massachusetts Organization of Addiction and Recovery. What an amazing, hardworking person she is.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm John Hollis. I'm with Rockers in Recovery. Great place to support. We came up from Miami today to be a part of it, and we're really glad that you guys are supporting Woody like you are.
It's a beautiful thing. And we love Right Turn, and that's the way to make a right turn is to do more for Right Turn. Yes. Yes.
Beautiful thing. It's a pleasure meeting you, and I'm sure that we'll hear more about you in the future.
Absolutely.
All right, folks. Well, listen, you know, Woody's priming up. He's getting ready to go out and do his thing. I want to thank Woody Geisman for extending me the opportunity to come here to Boston to be a part of the Del Fuego's reunion, and most importantly, to be a part of Woody's world. He didn't have to do that. Thank you, Woody.
John, man, thanks a lot. Hi to everyone in Florida, man. I'll see you soon.
Very cool. Thank you.
All right, brother.
Thank you. the things I did to just not feel the pain. Like drinking myself slowly down the drain. Couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. Could it be God? Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning. Surrender was the only way to win. When I let go, my wildest dreams were out there waiting. I won't go back. Life is on the mend. Broken is a place I've already been. I got here with every wrong turn that I took. Mistakes I made read like an open book.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for 3 generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godfellow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godfellows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godfellow on the World Wide Web at godfellow.com.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
All right, we're back at the, of course, Right Turn Addiction Services concert here at the Del Fuegos. And check this out, folks. I mean, if you were here, you would see all of people gathering together, and it doesn't matter where they're at, they're here to support it. It doesn't matter if they're in recovery or not in recovery, they're here to be able to support the cause, and the cause is Right Turn Addiction Services. And I think it's important to state that we tend to always gravitate to just having events that include just our niche of people, and we kind of forget that there's people out there that need to hear a message that would not necessarily hear the message if we didn't do events like this in public. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. I think a lot of it, any of us that were, you know, active alcoholics and addicts for years and years, you know, never thought that, one, we were really an addict or an alcoholic. We always thought that there was a solution, and that was that you just quit drinking, you go on the wagon for a while, you don't do drugs for a while, and things change. Well, they do, but I think a lot of us never saw that there's actual programs out there for recovery. There's NA, there's AA, there's treatment centers like Right Turn and many other great treatment centers around the country. And without that exposure, sometimes it's just that little bit of knowledge that finally tips them over the edge and they go, maybe I should do something about my problem, you know?
And I want to, of course, introduce you, and why don't you give me your full name and what you do for Right Turn?
Sure. I'm David McDonald, and I am fortunate enough to be the president of the board of directors. So I got engaged with Right Turn a couple years ago. Met Woody through a mutual friend, and it was shortly after I had lost a brother. And a brother, he died in a car accident, but he was somebody that was just like me, that struggled for many years with addiction and just did that same thing I explained, that when he got himself into a jam, would go out, you know, and they'd go on the wagon for a while, things get cleaned up, and you'd often hear from him more often. You know, he did a geographic cure, and when he died, he was actually living in Florida. And it was one of those times, and it was unfortunate that, you know, you always kind of thought deep down inside that you knew you were going to get that call one of these days, and unfortunately it happened, but it's brought me to a better place.
I think it's, you know, it's scary when you look at the the end result of addiction if it goes untreated, and a lot of people aren't aware. A lot of people, and the people that are, I was in and out so many times that my counselor in treatment said, listen, John, there's three types of people. There's the person that comes in for the first time and just goes back out. There's the person that comes in, stays a little while, maybe doesn't complete the steps and do the work, and goes back out. And then there's guys like you, John, that just don't care.
So my initial introduction to AA was really at the insistence of my wife. And she said, you know, you need to do something about your problem. And so I did. I went off and I would go to one AA meeting a week, and I fulfilled the requirement for membership in the Big Bed, and that was it. You know, after not drinking for, I would say about a year, I was still using other substances because that didn't get me in that last jackpot, you know, it was drinking. And it was just a matter of time. I finally saw it for myself that, you know, my substance abuse and my drinking was escalating, and it finally, you know, came to head in 97, and I knew just from that little bit of exposure to AA where I needed to go back to and to save myself and save my marriage, and I don't know, maybe it was self-respect and dignity, you know?
It's funny, man. We came up here from Florida, and you know, I was expecting it to be really nice up here and all of that, and we step into the place, and it's like more humid in here than it is in South Florida.
It's a little warm in here. We have a lot of rain going on outside, and this is an old club that certainly wasn't built for it to be a rock club back in the day, so we're warm one in here tonight.
Yeah, it's great, because I'm glad that you're sharing everything that you're sharing with us, because first of all, to know that you come from that part of the world is always nice and comforting for the addict. But at the same token, you got that dual thing going on, because the parent or the loved one that has, you know, somebody that they're dealing with knows that you've had, you know, a loved one that you dealt with. And it's bad that things can end up that way. But at the same token, if there's breath, there's hope. So if there's somebody out there right now that's a family member struggling with a loved one, what would you say to them about intervening?
You know, it's a very difficult thing, because I'm actually been trying to do that with a son, and I don't think he's quite ready. But you know, I think the message is you just can't give up, right? Whether we piss them off or not, hopefully eventually that they'll see the change in somebody's life like mine and say, you know what, maybe it's worth a shot. Maybe I should try living that way and give it a go. And that's all I can say is, you know, just as hard as it is and as difficult as it is to be watching someone in active addiction, we just got to stick with it and just can't give up on them. You know, as much as it hurts, you just got to keep on trying.
It's almost like you never give up before the miracle happens for us. And if there's breath, there's hope for them. And may gladder say we don't pick that first one up no matter what.
That's right. You know, and it seems like it will never happen, but, you know, once we start getting cleared up and we walk through the steps of recovery and we change our lives, there's nothing like it. People think they often say to me, you know, you must have been one crazy bastard when you were drinking and drugging. I'm like, what you see now is what, you know, minus the substances, I'm still that crazy, happy-go-lucky guy, you know, and that life's out there for everybody.
Well, I think that goes with the Boston thing anyway.
Yeah, that could be true.
Well, I got my buddy Ricky Bird, who's an avid Yankees fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then we got you guys up here that are avid Boston fans.
Yeah, we missed Ricky this year.
So I'm trying to figure out how come you guys are always so happy, and the Yankees people, I mean, no pun intended, Ricky, but you guys are miserable. What's the deal with that?
I don't know if it's that New York attitude that you have to maintain all the time. I don't know what it is, you know. But Ricky's a great guy, man. I've got the pleasure of meeting him the last 3 years and coming up to help Bright Turn do the Super Group shows, and he's a fantastic guy. And we'll get him on the happy side one of these days. Maybe we'll turn him into a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, I hope when he listens to this, you'll be getting a call. It's beautiful. Well, listen, we want to really, really thank you guys for making it open to us to come here and being a part of Rockers in Recovery and Woody being on all the time. It's just been an honor to us.
It's fantastic you guys come up, and we appreciate your support as well. So thanks for coming.
And listen, by the way, you're coming down to Keys, right?
You know, I'm in a transition trying to start a new business right now, and if it goes the way I'm planning, that's a good possibility that I'll be there.
Yeah,
it's a great place.
Yes. Have you been there?
I actually own a house down in Boynton Beach. So
yeah.
I was just down there a few weeks ago, and the goal is to be up here in the summertime and be in Florida in the winter.
Well, you know, we got the 12-step music fest coming up.
Yeah.
And Woody's going to be down there playing, and we have the complete super group we're amassing. There's 25 musical artists. They're going to be playing over a four-day time period from November 3rd through the 6th. So tell everybody at Right Turn that I said it was okay. They'll all take off during that time period.
That sounds good to me.
All right. It's been a pleasure, brother. Thank you for being on. All right, guys, listen. This is John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And if you could, please go to right-turn.org, click on the donation button, and help out this cause. Because understand something. It all begins with us. After we get sober, we might be the last person that somebody meets that carries a message. And it doesn't matter how you do that. If you're carrying that message by support, by clicking that donation button, or if you're doing it by speaking with somebody, just do it. Thanks for tuning in. We'll check you out on the next Rockers in Recovery.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hollis.
All right, this is John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and being a part of the Del Fuego's reunion and being a part of what we're doing up here in Boston to help Right Turn Addiction Services. You know, it's again, as we had said earlier through this broadcast, it's always important to be able to carry that message of hope and being able to make sure that the doors are open for people that need help and, most importantly, people that, you know, are out there in the streets and might not have the opportunity to get the help that they need. This funding is to be able to support people regardless of what they have or what they don't have to be able to get treatment. Right-turn.org is the place you want to go and check out. You want to take a look at it. There's a lot to offer there, folks. Most importantly, there's a lot to be said, and the folks like, you know, Woody Geisman and Richie Supa and Ricky Bird and Christine Ullman and all the rest of the folks that have graced us with their presence on stage for benefits like this. These are great, great people. And the Del Fuegos are a, of course, pivoting point in Woody Geisman's career to be able to get him to where he's at today, to be able to carry this message through all the rockers that come in and support his information and, of course, support Right Turn Services here in Boston. We will be back, of course, Saturday night or Sunday night. I'll be back on the air live right there in South Florida hanging out with all my friends, getting ready to go to the 12-Step Music Fest. 12-Step Music Fest is going to be happening November 3rd through the 6th. I want to thank everybody that has, of course, registered up until now, but we got some more registrations to do. Please check it out. I need you to go and register. 12stepmusicfest.com, November 3rd through the 6th in the Florida Keys. It'll be held at Mile Marker 20 Sugarloaf. We're looking forward to everybody being down there. Some of the bands that are going to be playing, the supergroup, of course, is going to be Woody Geisman. We have Richie Supa. We have Ricky Bird. We have all of the rest of the folks like Christine Ullman and Jeff Kazee and Liberty DeVito and Chasm Sultan. And then 25 other musical acts like Mike Zito, the blues guitarist, and many other folks, Patty B. And it goes on and on and on. And you can check out the list of artists at 12stepmusicfest.com. Check them out there and get excited, as we are. And also want to take this time to thank all the folks here at WNN 1470 AM and all the rest of the folks that made this possible for us to be up here in Boston broadcasting. Enjoy the show, and we'll be back on Sunday night, and of course we'll be rocking live right down there in South Florida. You can join us on rockersinrecovery.com. You can also join us on holisticlifestylesradio.com. You know, join us. Check us out. We have the online streamer now. The online streamer is important to us because we're able to carry that message of hope with the online streamer, and we're able to you know, let people know that there's rocking out there, that's happening with sober musicians and sober bands, and you can listen to them live. You can listen to some of the old broadcasts that we've done live. You know, the bottom line is we're here to be able to help people and get people, you know, motivated to their recovery.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to the show. Once again, your host, John Hull.
Of course, we're back in Boston, getting ready to hear the Del Fuegos here, getting ready to come on the air, getting ready to play for the crowd. The crowd is huge. There's a lot of people down in the audience right now. It was so loud they had to give me my own little room to be able to do this. So I want to thank again Woody and the Del Fuegos for allowing Rockers in Recovery to be here. You know, the history, these guys toured with a lot of different people. They toured with the Kinks, Tom Petty. They were the opening acts for major bands from all over the world, and great music. And right here in Boston, there were Boston bands, and started out in the early 80s and went through the mid-90s, and this is the first time they've played together in 12 years. And what a crowd it is downstairs, man. These guys are off the chain, waiting for the Del Fuegos to take the stage. I want to thank Bill Kenny, of course, from Kenny Productions. And I also want to thank, of course, everybody associated with Right Turn Addiction Services that made it possible for me to come in and do some interviews and get everything uploaded and get everything back to Florida in time for the show. And I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. You know, recovery is really kind of cool, man. If you had told me that I would be where I'm at today, covering a Del Fuegos concert or covering things in recovery, that I would have told you you were crazy. I never would have thought that my life could be as extensive as it is today, with the amount of people that I have in my life today, all in recovery, some not, but you know, the ones that aren't are usually family members that are in recovery. So, you know, it's a great thing. I also want to give a shout out to District Pizza. District Pizza is located right there at 270 Babcock Street in Boston, Massachusetts. We had some pizza there today. It was great. If you're in the Boston area, check that place out. It's off the chain. I also want to thank them for their hospitality and allowing me to do some work right on their Wi-Fi also. And, you know, just great people here in Boston. But again, you know something, because I'm in recovery, because I get to work a program today, I get to meet exciting people everywhere I go. You know, if you're locked up tonight or you're hurting, or, you know, maybe you're somebody that's on the fence, you don't really know what you want to do with your recovery, you know, here's the deal. You either choose in or you choose out. If you choose in, your world's going to be beyond your wildest dreams. If I had given up before the miracle had happened, the miracles happen every day. They continue to happen. But that major miracle that made me understand that Mad Gritter's head, I don't have to pick that first one up no matter what. Thank God that miracle's never left me. Thank God that feeling of wanting to stay in the middle of this, in the middle of the solution, not on the edges, not on the fringes, but in the middle of the solution, to be a part of life again is beyond my wildest dreams. All the rest of this stuff is on loan by God. The most important thing is that the steps enable me, enable us, to be able to plug into a world beyond our wildest dreams, where the insanity of the first drinker of the first drug is no more for me today. It's one day at a time. It's a daily reprieve based on a spiritual condition. And you know something? I have to work that every day. If I don't work that every day, I'm a dead man. Again, it's so important for us as a community to understand that we need to love each other. And no matter what, it doesn't matter if you have a day or you have 100 days or you have two years or you have 20 years, love is the common bond that brings us together through our recovery. That love keeps us here. That addiction that everybody wanted to throw us out, the scrap heap of life, we get to now plug into a world of love and life and just great things. So I applaud anybody out there that's just attempting this for the first time to come here. You don't have to, you know, be a part of a 12-step organization and continue to go out. You can stick and stay. That isn't to say that it takes that way for everybody. Don't give up and keep coming back no matter what. Try not to drink between the first, between meetings. But you know something? If you do, keep coming back regardless. One of the things I was told is, if it doesn't kill you, it'll get you. And that means a 12-step process. So hang tight, hang in there. If you're looking for help and you need help, you can call 877-799-8773, or you can call 954-826-4920. And, of course, we look forward to having people be a part of our world here at Rockers in Recovery and on the websites and all of the rest of the social media sites that we belong to. And again, folks, it's Devon, and we thank you for all that you do for us.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollis.
Hey, it's another night. It's another 10 o'clock spot. I'm John Hollis, and I want to welcome you to WNN 1470 AM and Rockers in Recovery. Most importantly, I want to welcome you to a night that we're going to talk about, an upcoming event that is going to be probably one of the largest events for recovery and music that we see once a year. I've been involved with the 12-Step Music Fest for the last 3 years. And broadcasted live, and last year was a great year. The year before was a great year. It's just been an ongoing great time down in Sugarloaf Key every November. This particular year, the fourth annual 12-Step Music Fest is going to be held November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key. We're looking forward to a whole lot of folks being down there with us. I've had two concerts that I've promoted this year for Rockers in Recovery so far. The first one was in February for Love of Recovery. We had over 1,000 people come to that. We just had one 2 weeks ago, and we had over 3,000 people come to that. And Dawn Wilder, of course, and myself and the rest of the folks have been, of course, handing out pamphlets for the 12-Step Music Fest and talking about the 12-Step Music Fest, because it's important, I believe, for people to get together, have fun, educate the people that might not understand about addiction. It means family members or people that are suffering from addiction that need help, the education aspect of it, but to have fun and to hang out and clear your head for 3 or 4 days and just be excited about your recovery. And the 12-Step Music Fest definitely gives you that outlet. You know, last year, Chuck Negron was there. It was unbelievable. Of course, the MC of the MC of the circus, because that's what it feels like sometimes as you're going through the process down there, as you're working it anyway. As somebody that's sitting there hanging out at it, it's really a great time. But sometimes it gets a little crazy when you're working it. But the MC of the circus is, of course, Mark Lundholm. Mark Lundholm is a comedian out of California that is just amazing. He's a very funny guy. Every time that we have a fest on the Friday nights, there's always a special performance by Mark, and Mark makes it very, very cool for people and their families. I mean, you know, it's just a fun time had by all. There's 25 musical acts. This particular year, Rockers in Recovery, working along with No Matter What Productions and Dawn Wilder, we are amassing a super group that's going to be down there this year, and the super group is so far going to consist of Ricky Bird, who is the musical director, and, of course, Woody Geisman from the Del Fuegos. We have Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel, Christine Ullman from the Saturday Night Live band, and Kazem Sultan, bass player for Todd Rundgren. We're also looking to get finalized Jeff Kazee from the Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes band, and also the Asbury Juke Horns and the New York City Horns. And we're also looking at a few other in particulars that will be a master. It's going to be to a 9 to a 10 piece, of course, band amassed by September right now. Of course, everybody that I mentioned up front on this are already in and already on their way to the Keys in November. Also, Mike Zito, of course, Mike Zito is a great blues guitarist. You can listen to Mike Zito's information and his music on our new radio station online. Of course, Rockers in Recovery is on WNN 1470 AM, but we are also on the net now with our own radio station streaming live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can go to rockersandrecovery.com and find out more information on that. And, of course, join the party over there. It's a sober party, and we have a lot of fun. It's a social network where you can join the network. And at the same time, you can listen to some music. You can upload your music if you're a musician. It is really a site geared to musicians in recovery. But most importantly, it's geared towards the community to be able to come in and hang out and listen to people's music and give people a platform in recovery to hang out and play some music and let the general public hear that music. And we have a great time with it. So check us out at rockersandrecovery.com. Check out Mike Zito. Mike Zito is a great blues guitarist. We have all of this information and much, much more. There is 25 musical acts that are going to be playing in the Keys at the 12-Step Music Fest. Without further ado, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to bring on our friend Mark Lundholm, and we're going to talk about the 12-Step Music Fest and some of the other things that he's doing in his life now. Mark, are you with us?
I am, and thank you for the nice prompting. I got a few topics that are bright and fresh in my mind, and you've added a few more. Very good monologue there.
Well, thank you very much, sir. We aim to please, Mark.
Well, that was it was a little like a conversation with my parole officer, but you know, kind of one way. But I'm appreciative of the ability to respond and interact now. You're a good guy.
Well, you know, we're looking forward to another fine year down there, and we're looking forward to, of course, many years to come after this, and we're working diligently to make sure that that takes place. And most importantly, guys like you that have dedicated your life and your time to us is just amazing. And you know something, I really appreciate the fact that you are somebody that really, you know, takes this serious. You show up every year, you've been showing up every year, and you make no bones about it. You want to make sure that this goes off every year.
Well, I tell you what, people get tired of hearing the same voice all the time. If you're in a relationship or you've had the same job for a while, you know, pretty soon after a while, you kind of check out when you hear the same voice. So as the MC, as the host, for 4 days in a row of that music fest, I try to add and layer in a whole bunch of humor that is balanced for the music. The music is the draw, is the superstar there for that weekend, music fest. The 12-Step Music Fest, aptly named because it's all, you know, recovery people. But they tried the 9-Step Music Fest. There were too many apologies, not enough music. It was just too drawn out. I do think that the music is the star, but I want to support the music with balance and conversation and keeping the audience kind of tuned in without overdoing my part, without wearing out my welcome as far as droning on about whatever. It is so much fun for me that event. I bring my wife and my boy. I don't bring them out but maybe two or three times a year to the general public. And my son is 4. My wife and my boy Grayson, they have enjoyed that event 3 years running. This will be their 4th year.
Well, you know something, it is a family atmosphere. And that's the amazing part that, you know, every year I have to say it, and I say it live on the air every year that I'm down there. You know, it's the only time you can actually put a bunch of people together for 4 days, and you have no fistfights, you got issues, but you know, not issues like you would have if alcohol or any other substance was involved. You don't have that, so it's very much a family atmosphere, and it's not just for people in the recovery aspect of their life with recovery. It's also for people that want to have a safe place to go and bring their family and see a good show.
You know, here's the other part, too, that I always stress. I've had flyers now for a few months, and as I tour, I'll do 225 events this year easily, at minimum. And they're being added. I mean, that's what's on the board now, and there'll be some added. It'll probably be up around 260 by the end of December. But when I go to an event, I pass out this particular flyer for the music stuff because I don't have a vested interest in whether or not people come. I just hear the results for months after they do show up, and I get email all the way into March following the November event that says, I brought my kids, I brought my normie girlfriend, I brought my parents, And it's not a big platform for recovery boasting or backslapping or high-fiving because we're not doing anything to kill ourselves chemically. It is a music event, and you can bring, 100 normies, and they'll love it just for the music and the camaraderie, and they got great food there. There's kinds of stuff you can buy. I do a show on Friday night that is geared at the mainstream, universal population that just happens to be layered with or a thread of recovery, because that's my beginnings. I have very humble beginnings in comedy, and yet every year my work gets better, I get more attention, and I'm glad to pay some of that back at this event.
Well, it definitely, that's what it's all about, and it's about paying it forward. And as everybody knows, what we put into this and how we put things into our recovery, especially helping other people or carrying a message, it definitely comes back, And I don't want to say that, this is my 12-step work, because I do that over and above this. But at the same token, I do this and I dedicate my time and my resources to doing things like this, because I definitely understand that if I have a position where I can do that, then, that's what my higher power wants me to do, is to put that out there, to make sure that the universe knows it.
Well, there's two universal languages.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is comedy. I'll say that's the first, because you never have to question somebody's face when they're laughing. You understand what that emotion's about. Music is all personal, and it's the second universal language. Everybody has a form they like. You can't tell me that classical music is first on your list if you're a rocker in recovery. But there are people who would fight and die for classical music. It's just not what we do at the music fest. However, as universal as music is, it supports comedy. Comedy is first. If you learn how to laugh, you're available to have conversations about things that you wouldn't expect to be able to talk about, because God gave you a humor muscle.
Nice.
Not everybody can play music. Not everybody can manage an instrument or become an expert like some of these guys. Mike Zito is off the hook crazy blues guy. He's amazing. He was not there last year, and there was a big hole in my heart because we missed him.
Yeah.
This year, I look forward to seeing him. My boy loves him. My boy has his CD, and he's 4. Grayson is a connoisseur when it comes to some of the Rockers in Recovery music that we hear in Music Fest every year, because he watches them play live, and he goes up on stage with me sometimes. But back to the universal language part, music is interpretive, and there are a bunch of different flavors. I'm a rocker kind of guy. I like to say that when people ask me who's at the music fest, I'll say it's rockers, and it's pretty much blues and hardcore stuff like that. This 12-step music fest is so passionate about rock and roll, they turned down Michael Bublé last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what I'll say is, that's okay. Hey, you know what, John? You get the joke whenever you want. It doesn't matter to me.
I'm over here laughing. Trust me.
Okay, but I think that the universal languages married together that weekend, comedy and music, a lot of the musicians are hilarious. They were talking between songs.
Yeah.
They'll talk as they warm up to get set. And the audience is very, very lighthearted, man. There isn't a serious thing that happens there that's a threat. There's a lot of issues that may be discussed in song or in conversation or around a campfire late at night when the music's turned down because we have a noise curfew. But those issues are lightened up every day you come out and enjoy the sun and the weather and the other stuff, the amenities they have. They have cool pool activities and stuff for kids and massages. And there's so much going on there at that campground that 4 days that, if you wanted to, you could skip the music altogether.
I'm glad that you said that, because there is so many other activities, and this year they're actually adding activities, And there are going to be a lot of people that are actually displaying different things that they do for the recovery community. So I think that, you know, what you're going to find this year is going to be totally different than what you found the other years in the fact that people are actually going to be out there. We have Miami Subs and Grill that is actually coming and going to be a part of it this year. They're one of the sponsors of the event. You got Coke. You got all of these different organizations that really are stepping up to the plate. And, you know, when you look at the big bottom line here, the big bottom line is that it's about educating people and having some fun while doing it.
And the education is subtle. I got to be honest. One of the things that turns me off about recovery people in general is that, and I'm not saying anybody on this station at all, I'm just saying recovery people in general have this huge bad habit of wanting to convince prompt or pull other people into their universe now that they've decided to get serious about their own health. It's very arrogant, you know. Nobody likes a reformed anything. There's nothing worse than a reformed smoker. There's nothing worse than a reformed alcoholic who now takes that as a soapbox moment to tell you, the uninitiated, what you need to be doing. This is so subtle as far as education goes. It's almost obvious. Take care of your kids. Take care of your kids. Eat a good meal. Get some rest tonight. Come on back and play hard. You know, it's that kind of stuff. It's the ABCs of humanity. It has very little to do with recovery 12-step specificity. That's enough of that. You can get that all year. Come on out and take a break. Come on out and don't go to a meeting, for God's sakes, for 4 days.
And you know, one of the things, I'm glad that you're saying this because, you know, it was funny because we just had Dawn Wilder on and she said the complete opposite. So the good news is that you have a balance here, it looks like. You have Dawn Wilder that is towards the education end of it, and then you have yourself that is more towards, the having fun with it. And I think that the balance is there.
No, that's not true, John. She's just flat disagreeable. Dawn's a bad person. You know what? Nobody would laugh harder at that than my friend Dawn Wilder.
Absolutely.
You know, she knows I love her, and we agree on a ton of stuff. I think that for her to promote the fact that there is a bunch of recovery specifics available there is obvious. What I wanna draw people to is the non-threatening nature of what a recovery event can be. So many normies, I'll work with thousands of normal organizations, literally. You know, Dow Chemical, NASA, Boeing, Sony. They could care less that somebody goes to meetings or doesn't drink. They want them to show up at work on time, be available, do a good day's job, earn a paycheck that they are proud of, and develop their family skills so that there's continuity at that business, you know, like they stay in business. I do a lot of management seminar workshops about humor and how to take it to the workplace. All that stuff has nothing to do with being sober or being clean. It has everything to do with the fact that now that I'm clean and sober, what am I going to do to join the human race on their terms and quit worrying about coins that have a year off or a certain medallion I wear around my neck or a book that's on my nightstand. I want people to come out to this because it's a fantastic musical and comedy human-friendly event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we're going to have to do is take a break. We, of course, have our guest, Mark Lundholm, the comedian, is with us tonight, and he's going to be with us until the top of the hour at 11 o'clock, and I want to thank Mark for taking his time and being on the show with us tonight to talk about the 12-Step Music Fest, which is coming up in November. It's November 3rd through the 6th. It's right around the corner. You want to pre-register now at 12stepmusicfest.com. I'm John Hollis. We're going to go out to a break and come back with Mark right after this message.
I went against my better judgment.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. God Pillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. God Pillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit God Pillow on the World Wide Web at GodPillow.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets, I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50, you ain't got. And you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, there's no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block.
All right,
Welcome back. I'm John Hollis. And, of course, that's our friend Richie Supia. Richie just won a PRISM Award for that, and we're very proud of Richie. And we want to thank Richie for being at our concert 2 weeks ago. He's a great guy. Thank you, Richie Supia. And, of course, Mark Lundholm's on the line with us. Mark, welcome back. 12-Step Music Fest. You're the MC. It's going to be funny as hell. We're looking forward to a great time down there with you in the Keys. And we're looking forward to Rockers in Recovery being there and streaming the whole thing live back to our network, our social network.
Yeah, it's such a fun time. Listen, I got a ton of new material. One of the highlights of my year is this 12-Step Music Fest because I'm on stage basically 60, 70 times in 4 days. And so there's 2 minutes of this and 30 seconds of that, and then there's the show I do on Friday. I have an hour set on Friday night to close that day down I think it's 10 to 11 or something like that at night. So I had a great time. Always new stuff because some people want to attend this every year, and I'm not going to wear them out with stuff that they've already heard. Which reminds me, congratulations on your new success availability to the universe with the online, the streaming, the 50,000 watts, onward and upward, man. That's all good. Our success is your success, is my success, is their success. You know, it's a team thing, and I love watching people get better at what they do.
Well, it's funny because I look at the overall pattern over the last 3 years that we started out with the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, and then off of that network we were able to build into it Will Grayson and Angel Side by Side, the Shift Guru, Rockers in Recovery. Now we have about 7 different shows that we produce off of that platform with the new radio station online and of course folks like yourself that are involved in the mix. What happens is we get to be able to, really, really have some fun with it. I mean, where it's not a job for me, man. It really is like I get up and go and have fun.
I never use the word work.
Work?
What I do.
What I do?
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, I make a living.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally make a living. I live what I'm making. And that's because I was given a gift as a kid to make money out of nothing, out of hurt, out of harm, out of trauma. You know, I mean, the stuff that I like the best is the darkest and most painful first. That's my favorite form. I'm a black-hearted, cynic, glass half empty, busted glass, bottom out of it kind of thing, kind of guy. It's just that's how I was raised. If you were raised in my house, nothing good happened, and if it was good, it was temporary, and something worse was coming to remind you that good was temporary.
My board op is doing a dance behind the glass for you right now.
Oh, really? Well, it's just, there's stuff that I can't do at the music fest because it's child-friendly. I can do it. I do it in other venues. I have DVDs on the website that are R-rated. The show I do at the music fest, 12-Step Music Fest, is PG, which for me means potentially graphic. I stay this side of slapping somebody upside the head with their own demons. But it's through years and years and years of walking that high wire above the crowd that says, God, there's part of me that wants him to fall. There's part of me that hopes he kind of falls and hangs on with one hand, and I see him regain his balance. There's other people that want you to go across the thing without making a mistake. That's a comedy show. I get a kick out of taking that dance and doing it for people like your board op, who is dark and twisted and earned that right. You know, there's other people that want it safe and sane. I do the Betty Ford. Check this out. A week after I see you guys at the Keep, I do the Betty Ford Center Alumni Reunion Show. And that's as G-rated Disney as I get during the year because Miss Ford, she doesn't like any kind of, salty interpretation at all, you know. You don't say damn or hell around that lady, and there's 2,000 other people in the room that are making sure you don't. So, and they'll laugh hard. They'll laugh really hard because I speak 9 languages, you know.
That's funny.
They're all English. Yeah. They're all English, but I speak G and Disney G and PG and PG plus and R minus and X. text when they cancel my flight at the airport. You know what I mean? So all that stuff is, if you're good at what you do, it's not work anymore. It's being good at what you do and having the passion behind it with the footwork added. You can do it forever. In my business, just take this one little lane of comedian. If you are Bob Hope, Carol Burnett, George Burns, Bill Cosby, you know what they all have in common?
They're all funny.
They all have, well, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
They also have this in common. There's a spiritual grounding that lets them do it in a way that's not self-centered.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I agree with that. And I believe that the spiritual aspect of this not only comes out of the music, and people can feel that, but you're absolutely right, and you've talked about it tonight, about how comedy brings that out of you, too. You know, you definitely, when you leave a comedy act and you have laughed all night, there's just something freeing about that spiritually that is just, you can't feel it anywhere else.
Well, there's also the humor muscle that God provided you. And if you're not a God person, or if you're agnostic or atheist, my hat's off to you. God bless you as well. I just want to remind you that free off the faith should be no threat to your lack of faith or your different faith. I don't think faith should threaten other beliefs. So I will just say this, that my God provided me with a human muscle early in life. Before I could speak or walk or feed my face or defend myself against harm, I had the ability to giggle, laugh, coo, smile, guffaw, chortle, whatever it was. From infancy, babies smile. Now, that's got to be a priority of humanity if that muscle is available to you so soon. So where did it go? Why is that not the first thing you do or reach for in times of trouble? Well, because it's too obvious. It's too easy to laugh it away. It's easier and really more attention-getting if you hurt. It's way more dramatic and trauma-driven or crisis-chunky-like to wallow and wail in the pain. I mean, I like it. I'd love for you to, you know, come to my aid when I bang my hand with a hammer because I'm not mechanical, but it's funnier to me to watch somebody else do it. I think it's part of the process to laugh at ridiculous behavior. Hey, listen, seriously, if we laugh at ridiculous behavior, we're less likely to include ourselves in it. If you watch somebody else walk into a sliding glass door that's closed, what's your first reaction, honestly, John?
Gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh. And then you know what you do? The next time you come into that situation, you check the damn door. Just talk through something with that behavior. That's why God lets you laugh at that, so you don't repeat the behavior. So I don't think it's being mean or not PC. I think it's childlike. It's innocent. It's primary in nature to laugh at some kind of pain that's not traumatic. I mean, we're talking about a sliding glass door and a broken nose. We're not talking about some guy's face slashed open.
Yeah.
There's other things in life like that revolve around healing process or recovery process. You watch a guy get into a relationship with the same kind of woman 9 times in a row, it's funny the first time.
Yes, and especially if you're on the sponsoring end of that.
Heck yeah. I would go sit in a tree and watch that guy take her home at night. It would be hysterical to me. I can talk a little bit about that stuff in the music fest without being graphic or obvious, and that's the adult version. Adult in the 12-step music fest. Adult comedy means topic matter, not the obvious, bright, shiny object words that kind of, you know, make people sit up and pay attention. You know, the obvious adult language is words like, you know, commitment and parenting and healthy prostate. I mean, that's adult language to me. It has very little to do with the expletives, which I don't use anyway most of the time. I'll throw one in to surprise the group because it's perfectly placed. I mean, there's perfect places for expletives in my comedy, in my world. What's the first word pops in your head, John, when you get a letter from the IRS?
It's not laughing, brother.
I bet it's not sweet.
Listen, I'm not jumping for joy. Last year when they sent me one, I wasn't happy at all.
No, when was the last time you saw somebody get that letter unannounced, a surprise? they get that letter and they look at it and you hear them say out loud, "Hey, opportunity to grow."
Woohoo!
No, it's always some kind of word you wouldn't say around a 4-year-old. So I get a real big kick out of the ability to navigate that audience in the 12-step music fest in the Keys, where you can get it to think the obvious comedically, but you don't have to say it out loud. There's some artistic process there for me. I love to write. I love to craft a story out of a traumatic event. I love to be able to dissect the theme without making it obvious or maudlin or verbally vomiting on you. I love the ability to choose a word that creates a certain type of picture, and then a bunch of words in a row that create a whole rainbow of what the story looks like from a distance and then what it feels like up close. There's a bunch of stuff that comedically is interpreted as recovery. We all have that ability. I never met an old-timer who doesn't laugh a lot. I just haven't met that person.
Let me ask you a question. As a comedian, I mean, do you find yourself where you can tell jokes? I mean, because there's some comedians I have met that don't like the joke aspect, but they love to tell a funny story. You know what I mean? That makes you laugh.
There are four kinds of comedians.
Mm-hmm.
There's a joke writer. There's an observer. There's a storyteller, and Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
That's all you have is the four. I'm a storyteller. I don't write jokes. I can't really tell jokes. I have some favorite jokes, but I don't really write jokes. I'd rather layer the story with jokes. Like a real simple one you won't hear this year at Music Fest because I did it last year with a dysfunctional family is one thing. My family was horrible. Dysfunctional was a toaster that never popped up properly. That's being a little antiseptic or simplistic. I tell you what, my family was so dysfunctional. I'm the oldest of five kids. In our house, ED meant all different dads. So that's the kind of stuff that begins a story for me. Now, that'll begin a story about my dad and the relationship and the traumatic nature of watching him being angry drunk and my mom being apologetic and drunk, too. That'll begin that story. But it's not the joke on its own. It's the joke that opens the door to the story or the trauma or the disease that without the joke, the door gets open and hits you right in the face. You don't want to surprise an audience with crisis or trauma as a comedian without kind of gently inviting them into this story with a few humorous ways they can soft step. You know, they can kind of put a toe in the water without you dunking their skull in it.
You know, I got to. We're gonna have to go out to a break, but I'm gonna give you my joke of the week because I always like to have a joke of the week.
I like jokes.
Yeah, I'm going to give you my joke of the week. You tell me what you think, Mark. Okay?
All right.
Lady goes to the doctors, and she wants to get breast implants. So she says to the doctor, she says, "Doc, listen, I want to get my breasts enlarged. How much will it cost me?" He goes, "Well, it's going to be $3,000. So she goes home that night, and she says to her husband, she goes, "Honey, I want to get my breasts enlarged, and it's going to cost me $3,000. He says, "Wait right here." He runs into the bathroom. He comes out with some toilet paper, gives it to her, and he says, "I want you to rub this in your cleavage." She goes, "Is that going to make my breast grow?" He goes, "No, I'm not sure, but it definitely worked on your ass." We'll be back right after this message.
The things I did to just not feel the pain. Myself slowly down the drain. Anything to fix me quick. Getting high is what made me dead. I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of Adele Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and 4 more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
All 4 the Belmonts, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All 4 the Belmonts has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all 4 the Belmonts very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All 4 the Belmonts. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for 3 generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
WNN 1470 AM, Rockers in Recovery, and of course on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We're talking with our friend Mark Lundholm, the MC. Mark Lundholm is the comedian, of course, and he's the MC of the 12-Step Music Fest 2011. It's the 4th annual 12-Step Music Fest. It's in Sugarloaf Key, mile marker 20, and we want you to come on down and hang out with us November 3rd through the 6th. And make sure you bring lots of fun stuff with you, like frisbees and catching balls and, you know, footballs and baseballs and mitts and all that kind of stuff. It's a great time had by all. You can bring your noodles. You can bring your swimming gear. I mean, it's you got pools. You can go swimming in the ocean. I mean, everything that you can imagine. And, of course, on top of that, 25 great musicians and bands, and, of course, Mark Lundholm making you laugh through the whole experience of 4 days. Mark, welcome back to the show. We want to thank you for being a part of Rockers in Recovery tonight. And, you know, I hope you like my joke on the close.
I did. I have to distance myself from it because I'm, you know, I have a wife, and I'm my first, you know, if you've ever seen me work before, live or on video, that my first thought is wrong. That's my whole first thought wrong. My heroin was a symptom. You know, jail was a consequence, but first thought wrong, that's my problem. My first thought was to bail on you, hang up the phone, because I'm not a misogynist, you know, macho guy who wants to tease a woman about the size of her rear end. But tell you what, I've been a fat guy before, so maybe it's a unisex joke at this point. I don't know. I'm a recovering fat guy. I'm a recovering gambler. I'm a recovering food person. So maybe that has something to do with it too. But I got to tell you, I always appreciate jokes unless I've heard them before, and I honestly have never heard that. The second thought was wrong. Grr. Was where do you get a $3,000 boob job? Juana, are you kidding me? That's amazing. How old is that joke? 70 years old? Because a good boob job is about $15,000. From
is
what
it?
I understand.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, is that hands on?
No, listen. Yeah. It's only because I can't sew with my feet. I'll say this. If my wife ever gets a boob job, my wife's an A cup, which is more of a saucer, if you think about it. But if I ever get a boob job for her, I'm not paying less than $15,000. I don't want a discount on her chest. You know what I mean? I'm not going to negotiate some guy's skills when it comes to those.
Yeah, you might have a C and a D.
Yeah, I'm going to give him extra, man. I'm going to slip the guy a couple passes to play golf somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, wouldn't that be amazing to end up with a C and a D? I mean, that would just kind of look funny, too. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this, man. I mean, in all honesty, without being graphic here, I know naked guys that have that right now. I've been to jail enough times to see that in person in the shower.
Well, hey, listen, I'm really, you know, there are guys right now. I just got a letter from the finer institution of Broward County, the Broward County Jail, and we have listeners that are in the Life Skill program. There's like 65 listeners that get together at night at 10 o'clock, and they put all of their little radios together with their little speakers, their headphone speakers in styrofoam cups that make speakers out of them, and they sit around and listen to the show. So everybody's going to appreciate that one.
I'll tell you what, guys who are listening in that environment right now, Broward County, in December, I do a fundraiser for Hamley, the Hamley Center Farm. But one of the nights, I'm at the Fort Lauderdale Improv.
Nice.
It's December 8th. December 8th during the day, you guys get your stuff together at the Broward County Jail there. Get one of your administrators or educators or counselors together to get a hold of me at marklundholm.com. I'll come out live to the Broward County Jail with their permission on that Thursday prior to the improv show, and I'll do one for you guys in the afternoon.
You hear that stuff? Listen, I definitely am sure I'm going to hear about this tomorrow, and I'm glad that you made that offer, Mark. That's beautiful for you to make that offer. That's a great thing.
Guaranteed. That's the first week of December. That's a month after the 12-Step Music Fest, and it's a totally different effort, you know, that fundraiser comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say this. The November weekend for the 12-Step Music Fest, if you've never been, this is the year to go, because I got to be honest with you. I told Don this last year. I can see them outgrowing this venue.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can see it becoming so big you couldn't have it at the Sugarloaf Tea. We're stretching the boundaries the last year. There's plenty of room for people who want to camp and come to the event. We're going to come. It's going to come to a point though where this is so popular. This is only what, the fifth year?
Fourth
year. Yep. There's something that happens in the fifth and sixth year of an annual event. I've been at this for 22 years at this passion and events. There's something that happens the fifth or sixth year of a group that sticks it out and has an annual event that survives the fifth and sixth year. Fifth and sixth year is the pruning of the tree. People either get bored or they get really excited. And
yeah.
this event they're going to be excited about. So I think you're going to outgrow that venue. So this is the year to come experience Sugarloaf because it's intimate. There's not a bad seat in the whole place. You can hear the music even if you're in your tent at 9 o'clock at night trying to just kind of relax. You can still hear the music without sitting right in front of the speakers on the stage. Is that cool?
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up because we were broadcasting live right next to the pool last year. And there was a bunch of guys that were in an RV in front of us, and they never left their little campground area. They had like a little fire pit there, and they were hanging out. They really didn't leave there, and you could hear the music, and you could hear the music playing, and those guys were just hanging out, having a great time, man. And they were from Ohio, by the way, which was amazing.
You know what? And people come from all around to see that 4-day kind of. You know, you have Woodstock. This is like good stock. You know what I mean? It's all upbeat, friendly, recovery stuff, absolutely available. But the humanity there is unmatched, and kids love it. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff to do. They have gone out of their way. The organizers, you, Don. Don's an angel. She's an angel on earth.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a beautiful voice, too. She won't say this, Bobby, but she's got a fantastic voice. And she'll probably do a set or two, I hope.
Yeah, she's definitely on the marquee. She's on there.
She's fun to listen to, man. She's very good. The other thing is, if you come this year in particular, there's some extra added surprises. I'm not going to go into it now because I can't, but there's some extra surprise announcements that are coming that weekend from me and a couple other people that are really good stuff about recovery in general, but this particular family, they're going to be privy to the first announcement wave of stuff that's good for Mark Lundholm in 2012.
Well, you know something, I'm looking forward to it, Mark. I'm looking forward to being down there with you. I'm looking forward to interviewing you again on site. I'm looking forward to the whole thing, you know. And we're amassing a super group right now that is going to be, you know, playing Saturday night at 8 o'clock. That is going to be huge, along with Mike Zito, who's huge. I mean, it's just going to be huge. It's just huge, man. I mean,
yeah, and you can get there as early as Thursday afternoon. You know, starting Thursday morning, everybody, all the rest of us will be there Wednesday. You know, I'm coming into town early with the chickens on Thursday morning because I have a private appearance to make in Delray Beach on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Cleveland, a special keynote on Tuesday. I go Cleveland Tuesday, Delray on Wednesday. Thursday morning, very early, I'll be with my boy and my wife driving into Sugarloaf about, you know, 8 a.m. And we'll be there till Monday morning. And, you know, plan on staying on Sunday, too, because that wind down, a lot of people leave Sunday morning. That's fine and dandy. But there's a wind-down kind of decent calming influence flavor of Sunday afternoon where you kind of just ease out of everything instead of back up and jam on, get on the highway. So there's plenty to do Sunday afternoon as well. We're not leaving till Monday morning, but it's a great event. I got a bunch of new material, stuff you've never heard. If you've seen me 20 times, this stuff will be brand new. If you've never seen me, well, it's all brand new, you know?
Absolutely. Well, listen, Mark, again, we thank you for...
That sounded funny, but it sounded kind of stupid.
Well, actually, I thought it was pretty humorous. I liked it. I thought it was a pretty good close, bro.
Thanks, my man. I love being on with you. I continued success. I'll come back on again before November if you got space.
Absolutely. In the meantime, I want to thank you for all you do and all you dedicate your life to for recovery and people. You know, not just recovery, just people in general, man. You do a lot of work for humanity, and kudos to you, brother.
Hey, John, how can I not? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I agree.
All right. Do well, brother.
Thank you, sir. Mark Lundholm, comedian, our guest this evening. We're talking about the 12-Step Music Fest. We want to thank, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network is our network. Rockers in Recovery is on tonight. We took over the airwaves for our friend Will Grayson. Will Grayson, of course, is on the air with me right now. Will, thanks for calling in. The seat was kept warm for you. And, of course, we've been talking about the 12-Step Music Fest, and we know you're going to be down there with us.
Absolutely, John. I tell you, we've been listening to the show down here, and just for, you know, the people listening and letting them, you know, let them know that we are very active in reaching out with the veterans and everybody in the community. And these guys down here, they love the show. We listen to the show.
Cool.
Streaming and outstanding. I can't wait to get there in November. I'm telling you, I'm going.
Well, it's going to be a blast.
In my life.
I'm telling you, man, it's going to. This year is just going to be one of those years where it's going to be really, really huge. Chris West is even coming this year.
Yeah, that's right. I finally have a couple of interns I can actually trust to run the board while I'm away.
You hear that? You hear that, my man?
It's okay, Chris. That'll be great. That'll be great. Listen, I know we're getting ready to go up there, but I just want to call in to touch base with you. And I'll at you tomorrow, and we'll talk, and I'll bring you up to speed on what's going on this end, all right?
Sounds great, man. It's a pleasure. Will Grace and Angel Side by Side can normally be heard here on Monday nights. Check him out Thursday night, this coming Thursday night, and let's have some fun. Remember, any day above dirt is a great day. Thanks for listening, and we're out until tomorrow at 2.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Jason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com. Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
AM 1470, WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network, is now online. Check the program schedule and listen live. Go to WWNNradio.com. That's WWNNradio.com.
Are you making investment decisions based on emotion? Do you have a plan for the good and bad times? Will the path you're on lead to a comfortable retirement?
Hello, I'm Mo Ansari, host of Market Wrap and president of Compact Asset Management. If fear has you in its grips, then it's time to take a look at your investments. At Compact, we specialize in providing wealth management solutions to help you reach your financial goals, no matter which way the market goes. Call me at 800-388-9700 and let's make an appointment to review your portfolio. You'll also meet the entire team at Compact that helps answer all of your what-if questions and creates a customized retirement plan. Call 1-800-388-9700 and let us help you take the fear out of your portfolio. Call 1-800-388-9700. That's 1-800-388-9700.
Compact Asset Management is a registered investment advisor, funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Here in South Florida on WNN 1470 AM, and of course streaming live at rockersandrecovery.com 24 hours a day with the rockersandrecovery.com, of course, website and our radio station, online radio station. You can check us out at holisticlifestylesradio.com also. And we're here to hang out tonight and have a good time. Talk about music, talk about festivals, talk about different things that are coming up. Some new releases happening. We got 8 days clean with a new release. It's been about a year since they've been on with us. And we're looking forward to, of course, having 8 days clean on with us here momentarily. We also are going to announce today, of course, we are coming up rapidly on the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest. Recovery Rocks with 4 days of camping, music, meetings, speakers, fellowship, and fun, all in one place. Sugarloaf KOA Campground, mile marker 20, Florida Keys. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to the 12stepmusicfest.com. That's 12stepmusicfest.com. Check them out. Get your tickets. The 12-Step Music Fest is produced by No Matter What Productions. And, of course, our mission here is to help people with the disease of addiction achieve long-term recovery and become acceptable, responsible, and productive members of society. Rockers in Recovery, of course, we are an 18-hour-a-week radio show on the AM dial and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rockersandrecovery.com. We're part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, and the shows are dedicated here at Rockers in Recovery to music, news, interviews, events, festivals taking place around the country in the rock and roll industry. And we welcome folks who like to rock out in recovery, along with bands and musicians who are in recovery or support recovery. Live 18 hours a week from WWNN 1470 AM radio. Of course, our signal is from Cape down there in Hollywood up to Cape Canaveral, Florida. We look forward to people tuning in with us and hanging out with us. Of course, tonight we got 8 days clean, followed by Throne Alive, and then, of course, followed by Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Ricky's doing a whole lot of stuff and getting ready to release a new CD, and we got a cut off of that CD. So we got lots of stuff happening here, and what I'm going to do is go out to a break, and when we come back, we're going to have, of course, 8 days clean with us. We'll be back right after this message.
Trying to walk through.
right. Welcome back. That's our friend Richie Supa with, of course, his friend Steven Tyler. And we're going to go to the phones right now. We're going to bring on, for of course, Ron W., the lead vocalist and guitarist for 8 Days. Ron, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
So far, so good. It's been a year since we talked, man.
Yeah, it has. How you been?
So far, so good. It's a beautiful day anytime I'm above dirt.
Yeah, I agree.
So what's happening with 8 Days Clean? Give us a little bit of, you know, what's happening over the last year.
Well, over the last year we have, let me see, 8 Days Clean's had some changes. We've went ahead, we sort of have, service positions open and closed throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some new members join up and been working on the new album, Parasite, for the last 6 months, and it is almost done.
Wow. You know,
And we've done a couple tours, too. Sorry about that.
Oh, have you? Where have you been touring at?
Well, we've toured the West Coast twice since we last talked. A little bit east, but mostly just the West Coast. It's been pretty cool.
You guys were talking about doing the Recovery Palooza and looking for an Uncle Charlie the last time I talked to you. Did you find him?
Yes, we did.
It's a beautiful thing, brother. So you you got to be able to do some Recovery Palooza. How did that work out?
That was pretty cool. That was our first tour. We did, West Coast. It was like a Lano Club tour. Mm-hmm. We went out and we just did, I think it was like 12 shows in 11 days or 11 shows in 10 days. And it was all free shows all along the coast at all Lano Clubs. And it was awesome. It was very, very, very cool. I enjoyed myself much and it was very successful.
Well, you know, I it's always good to know that when you finally make a decision to choose in, because that's what we have to do, right, Ron? Wouldn't you agree that sooner or later, if you're living in a life of addiction and you're living a life that is harmful to yourself and to others, sooner or later when you hit that bottom, you either got to choose in or choose out, and you got to make that choice. And when you make that choice and wonderful things start to follow, like 8 Days Clean, I mean, you've been in Washington and 8 Days Clean has been happening since 2005. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, I mean, over the last, let's look at it. You know, you're looking at 7 years that you've been rocking out over here, almost going on 7 years. And the bottom line is that you've been doing that in recovery, correct?
Yes, the whole time.
Now, would that have happened if you weren't in recovery?
No.
Now,
absolutely not. I mean, I did some stuff in the 90s in some bands, and that was when I discovered the, the glorifying parts of heroin use.
Mm-hmm.
And, and the more I used it, the less chance of any success or anything like that in the music industry seemed to fade. So I don't really see how any musicians really make it in that lifestyle, to be quite honest.
Well, it's scary. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, it is definitely a scary thing you know, people, what happens is they go to that edge so much that finally sometimes they just go off the edge and, you know, there's no coming back at that point, you know, and I think you're a person that understands that. You've actually had a situation last time we were talking where there were, you know, certain upheavals in the band where you had to make decisions based on your recovery to really move forward and do the right thing, correct?
Yes, that is true.
So all of this, when you look at the big picture, you put your recovery first. Yeah, your music is there, but when you got clean, did you play music immediately, or was it something that you needed to take some time with before you got right into it?
Yeah, I had to definitely take some time to kind of, I mean, like, it was my first 3 years of recovery. I didn't even own a guitar. I had no plans on going back to music or anything like that, because you know how the things they tell you, some of the cliches that, you know, at the time were very helpful, and now I disagree with them. But, you know, where you change all your friends and you change all that stuff and all the behaviors. And, I mean, I think this first guy I talked to at a meeting, he was a guitar player, and he told me a sponsor had said that he could no longer play guitar. He had to stop all that. It was about, you know, change, major changes. And was he willing to do that? And he was. And he was telling me this. And that was the one thing I was like, yeah I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But I didn't pick up the guitar for 3 years. Nothing to do with that statement. But it was kind of odd, some of the extremes some people, I guess, go through it at first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just really couldn't afford a guitar. I'd lost my to drug abuse before, you know, traded it off for dope and whatnot, and I really just didn't have any money to buy a guitar for about 3 years. So I think that's about where I was at the time.
So when you put this together with the rest of the band members, you know, you have, of course, yourself, lead vocalist and guitar, correct?
Yeah.
You have drummer Jeff W., bassist Cody J., and guitarist Gary C., is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And how long have you guys all been working together? I mean, has this been something that you guys were friends in recovery and you decided to move forward with a band, or was it that you found each other, you know, as you started to develop the band?
Well, the original members are me and Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
We started this, like you said, is about 6 years ago, and there was two other guys we had. We had a different singer, and I was just guitar, and we had a different bass player. And our thing was, we're all in recovery. You know, we started jamming, and we decided that was going to be our thing. You know, our deal was going to be, number one, we're all in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And as, you know, time goes by, it's really difficult for, you know, for egocentric guys, you know, very oversensitive, freaking drug addict alcoholics to get along. That's much easier to just have a beer afterwards and forget everything, but we didn't have that luxury. We'd abused that years before we got into a band together.
Yeah, man.
And so, you know, after the members have changed and whatnot, up to date where we're at now, the group of guys we are now that we have together, same thing. All of us have over 3 years. I have 8 years. Jeff has almost nine. Gary C. has almost four. Cody is in the middle of three and a half. And we all get along really good. And I guess it'd be a good question to ask me in a year from now.
Well, you know, I'm definitely going to, because the last time you were on a year ago, Richie Supa came on first, and you guys followed up after Richie. And I'm looking forward to doing the same thing as a second-year reunion next year with you guys. And hopefully we can get you out here to the East Coast and maybe do the 5th annual 12-Step Music Fest with us also and come hang out with us.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I was listening to the commercial before I came on, and I was like, wow, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, over the last four years, this is the fourth year, but over the last 3 years, it's just been off the chain, and we're really looking forward to having a great fourth year, and we'd love to include you into what we're doing. I'm sure that we could, you know, definitely work something out to have you with us on the fifth one. That would be great.
That would be awesome, and we are available.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, listen, I got a couple of questions as far as, you know, first of all, since 2005, you've actually released three albums. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is this your fourth that you're releasing now, Parasite, or is it the third?
No, it's our fourth.
It's your fourth. Okay. Now, from what I understand, you guys marketed the heck out of yourselves, and you have a very huge fan base reaching across the country and people following you everywhere.
Yes, we do, and we're so grateful for that, and that's for real.
Isn't it amazing how that works out? I mean, when you're doing the right thing, how the good news starts to spread and people start to, you know, really capture the emotions of people through the music that you're writing.
Yes, it is. It's another thing. It's pretty overwhelming every time. I mean, it seems like the first, you know, couple years, it was like kind of, you know, we had decent-sized crowds because, you know, we've got a really good, I hate to call it niche, but niche, we're all in recovery, so it's word of mouth throughout the rooms. And so we're always able to, you know, pull together a decent crowd of friends because you know how it is in recovery. There's just, you've got a host of friends, and that's no lie, you know what I mean? It's not like being in the bar scene where everyone's your buddy, and they're all going to come, and then they never show up, right? Because they were drunk, they don't remember, or they didn't really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
In recovery, when people tell you they're coming, 90% of the time they mean it. It's like the truth. So we were able to have a pretty good audience from the start, and then as a couple years went by, it was really nice to start seeing people singing our lyrics and singing louder than our PA system. And we got a pretty decent PA system.
That's wild.
And it's been nice to see that kind of grow along the whole coast. Like, it was really cool when Tacoma started learning the words to our songs. I only got to Portland, and they knew the words to a song. When you get down to L.A., they know the words. And Stockton, it's like, wow, okay, this is great.
Now, I understand this has all also led you to a recent Prism nomination and a win. Is that correct?
We didn't win, but we did get nominated. We our song off of the last album, Angel or Nothing, we were nominated for a Prism Award.
Okay.
And it was that was quite an experience. We got to go to the Beverly Hills Hotel and hang out with a bunch of stars.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in thinking, we didn't know we had to walk down the red carpet and do all the TV interviews. We just like, so where do we go? And they're like, you go this way with all the other famous people. And we like the only ones there, I think, that didn't feel famous, I guess you'd say. But it was interesting because how the Prism Awards go, it's best depiction of drug and alcohol abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So when they came to doing our interview on Entertainment Tonight, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
she was asking us, what inspired us to, write a song depicting drug and alcohol abuse. And me and Sean were like, what do you mean depicting? It's like I'm a recovering heroin addict. I just wrote it about my experience with it. Next thing you know, we had cameras in our face. Everyone going, oh, really? Oh, well, tell us your story. I think it was kind of overwhelming. One of the coolest experiences of my life.
That's a beautiful thing. Anyway, that was 2009 or 2010 that happened?
2010.
You live a life beyond your wildest dreams once you stop the using aspect of it. And something you don't even, I truly believe, just for anybody that's listening, it doesn't have to be what we're talking about tonight. It can be whatever you want it to be that can make it just that perfect life. Now, when I talk about a perfect life, I'm not talking about you're not going to have upheavals and have trials and tribulations, because anybody that's out there walking life is going to have trials and tribulations.
That's right.
But I got to tell you, it's a lot better than it ever was when I was using. That's for sure.
It is. Yes, I agree.
So what we're going to do right now is we're going to play Parasite. And we'll play Parasite. Throw it on, and we're going to come back from a break right after this, and we'll talk more with my boy Ron. Thanks.
Right on.
Yeah.
course, that was perfect. Not Parasite. That was perfect. And, of course, that was the new one of the new releases off of the new CD. Is that correct, Ron?
The Parasite album.
That's a beautiful thing. That was a new release off of that album. Is that correct?
Yes, it was.
And, of course, they can find that by going where?
Right now, it's not out yet. But after for July and August, you can buy it from us at our shows. Wait, actually, in July, you can only buy it from us at our shows. Mm-hmm. In August, you can buy it online. I'm trying to think.
You can go to 8 Days
Clean. I don't really have it. It's just through our website.
Yeah, 8daysclean.com, correct?
Yes, and then in September it'll be released on iTunes.
Beautiful, beautiful. So are you having a little rollout party with this whole thing? Or?
Yeah, the CD release party is July 8th, and that's here in Washington over at Louis G's in Fife, a nice little Pete Sierra, nice little family place. Maybe you should fly out over. It'd be a good time.
Yeah, you know something? I got to be at in Cleveland at a Rock Hall July 5th. I've been threatening to come out to the West Coast for over 2 years now, so eventually I will make it out there. I told Glenn C. a year ago I would try to come out there, and I haven't been able to make it out there to even meet Glenn, who is a great guy. I guess Glenn works with you guys pretty closely, too. So great guy, great human being, and you guys, 8 Days Clean, unbelievable,
yeah.
Unbelievable music, and, you know, you guys are hanging tough. And we're so happy that you came back on. It's like I said, almost a year to the day that you guys were on with us.
That's awesome.
You know, I can tell you what it was. It was actually June 15th of last year that you were on with us. So we were real close, actually.
Wow, yeah, it's very close.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So it's good to have you back. And where are you going to be next? Where can people find you?
Okay, well, like I said, our tour kicks off July 8th. Here in Fife, I'm really not allowed to release any of the other dates.
Okay.
Until they're 100% confirmed, but I know we are heading out on a West Coast tour that day, July 8th. So you can look for us in Idaho, Oregon, California. I just don't have the exact. Actually, I'm just not allowed to release the exact date.
That's cool.
But you can find us. You can find any of our previous albums on iTunes or CD Baby.
Okay.
Always, you can find a link to any of those things through 8daysclean.com.
Okay.
And kind of thing. And definitely, let's not forget Facebook.
Absolutely.
That's where we do the most of our conversations with our fans.
8 Days Clean on Facebook is huge. Check them out. And, of course, 8 Days Clean is rocking out with us right here on Rockers in Recovery tonight. And we're really glad that you stopped by Rockers in Recovery, Ron. Thank you for being a part of the show tonight. We're going to have you guys back. Of course, year anniversary, second year anniversary next year. And maybe we can work something out to get you back in as soon as you have the iTunes released and everything's ready to go in September. We'll have you back on.
That sounds like a great idea. I appreciate that.
Not a problem, man. Say hello to everybody in the band for me, and you guys have a great time out there with your new travels and your new jamming.
You as well, my friend.
God bless, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. All right, and that was 8 Days Clean, and of course, we are glad that you tuned in with us. We want you to hang tight because we got Roger and Joe and Jim coming in from Throne Alive. Of course, they're the boys that are from Tampa, and we love our Throne Alive. Our Throne Alive, and Roger and Jim and Joe, those guys really just are huge, man. You know something, there's never been a time where I picked up the phone and said, hey, Raj, listen, I need you to come jam with us. Or, you know, I say to, you know, Roger, hey, listen, Roger, I need you to be on the show or whatever. These guys never say no. And one of the beautiful parts about that is that they get to carry a message of pure elegance. You know, Joe is like Bonzo the drummer, brother. Let me tell you, Joe's off the chain when he sits down on some drums. And of course, Jim is a hell of a bass player. And Roger, let me tell you, as far as lead guitar and vocals, is just off the chain. What we're going to do right now is we're going to play the Insanity. And when we play the Insanity, what we're going to do is, of course, we're going to play some of that and hang out
and listen to some of that. But we're also going to go out to a commercial break at the same time. So let's do the commercial, and we'll come back with the insanity. We'll be back right after this message on WNN 1470 AM.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Got yourself a
Eternalive.com and find out more information about the Eternal Life Boys. Let's bring Roger on, and we're going to talk real quick about the 12-Step Music Fest. Of course, the 12-Step Music Fest, Recovery Rocks, with 4 days of camping, music, meetings, speakers, fellowship, and fun, all in one place. Sugarloaf KOA Campground, mile marker 20 in the Florida Keys, November 3rd through the 6th, 2011. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to 12stepmusicfest.com and register. It's actually a pretty cost-effective four-day ticket. Thursday through Sunday is $110. Come on out and hang out with us. We're looking forward to everybody being there. Of course, Throne Alive is going to be with us down there. They've been there for the last few years. Roger the Dodger. What's happening, brother?
Roger the Dodger.
Roger the Dodger.
What's up, John?
What's happening, man?
Life is good. Life is real good. And, it's even better now that we're together once again on the telephone talking about, music and recovery and this is not a death march without a doubt. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, things are great.
Actually, there's a life march. Every couple of months, you guys come across Alligator Alley, it seems like, and we play some good music, man. So I'm looking forward to, going to the 12-Step Music Fest and hanging out with you guys. And also at the same time, next year we're going to have lots of good stuff coming up. You know that, right?
What, this year's festival?
Yeah, man. It's going to be huge, dude.
I saw the lineup and, talking to Don when we were last in Pompano a few weeks ago, we're real excited. I'm real excited to see that super group put together with Liberty DeVito and Ricky Bird, of course, Richie Soup, with Chasm going to be there as well.
Yeah, Chasm Sultan's going to be there. Yeah.
I mean, Liberty DeVito, a longtime, legend, of course, played on all the great Billy Joel tracks going back to, Stranger album and prior.
Yeah.
He's kind of a hero of mine as far as drummers go, but no matter who's playing, it's always just a beautiful recovery atmosphere. It's just one of the things that I really enjoy about the recovery community is, like, before I got clean and some of the people or situations you'd end up in, you might have to watch, how you talk to people or be, feel self-conscious about this or that or the other. And, you're just really, around nothing but family and everybody's laid back and always smiling. And, it's just a wonderful time all the way around.
Yeah, it's when you start looking at it and you look at Don Wilder and No Matter What Productions, which is the 501c3 that houses the 12-Step Music Fest. They have every year over 20 musical acts on two stages. You get to come down and hang out. You get breakfast, lunch, and dinner for purchase. You get floating meetings, kid activities, talent show, merchant vendors. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. But at the same time, you get that, what you just said, that camaraderie. You get to hang out. So all your needs are pretty much met while you're there. But at the same time, you get to have that fellowship and that experience of meeting new people and checking people out. Because last year, I'll just give you an example. Last year, I met probably at least 30 people, and I was, doing a live broadcast while I was there. But I met 30 people from all over the country. It was huge. I mean, they were coming from everywhere. They were coming from out west on the West Coast. They were coming from the Northeast. They were coming from Texas. They were coming from Chicago. It was just amazing. And you're right. You get that camaraderie and that feeling that, hey, listen, you know something? You can go up to meet somebody, and you don't have to feel like, wow, like we felt when we were using that. We needed to use something to overcome that. We don't have that today. It's not. And something for a newcomer? I'm sure it is, because I wasn't like that outgoing when I was a newcomer. But what happened was I seen the people around me being okay with it, and nobody was hurting anybody. So the good news was that we got to experience those things, and this is a great place to go and experience it for the first time because there's nothing but love.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, if you're anything like me, until I started getting into this process of, learning how to love myself and, listening to suggestions and trying to figure out the whys. I'm not saying I've arrived anywhere or, know much of anything at this point, but if you're like me, I was unlikable by default. You know what I mean? Unless people were going out of their way to make me feel liked. You know what I mean? I was just, okay, well, I'm unlikable now, again, or whatever. And that's, like I say, only one of the things that I love about my recovery family is I don't feel that way when I'm in a meeting. I don't feel that way when I'm, at a service meeting or, of course, at Rockers in Recovery or 12-Step Music Festival. It's put your feet up, take your shoes off. Another thing, too, is the accountability of the other people in recovery, too. It's like if they have a problem with me or act like, rude or unreceptive or something, one thing I've learned is that's their stuff, not my stuff. I don't got to own it. So
that's cool. And it's a beautiful thing. What my sponsor told me is, I'm sure you've heard this, that it's none of my business what other people think of me.
Well, I agree with that logistically, mm-hmm. but this thing inside me that wants me dead, mm-hmm. this disease will try to convince me that, that does matter. And, honestly, I'm working on it. It's a process. It matters less and less, I guess, every day. Not to say that I'm, reckless about other people's feelings or anything like that, but, it's just like I said, you get these suggestions when you first get in the rooms and you hear the cliches like, that's their stuff, kind of nicing that statement up, that's their stuff, not my stuff.
For myself, that was a benefit for me, that my sponsor, every time that I came to him with one of those situations, that he explained to me that it was very natural for me to feel those types of things. But at the same time, my self-esteem wasn't built on somebody else's opinion of me.
Well, and it speaks to my, self-centeredness.
Mm.
It's like I think that, if you have those moments where you say something or think you said something really stupid and, just it kind of messes up your, the whole moment that you're in and you let a lot of weight, be carried with that one little stupid thing you said that the other person probably isn't even, wasn't even aware of. But for me, I would just, to the point of almost involuntary physical cringing because I thought I'd said something so stupid. And, the thing about it is that this self-centeredness thing, not to be confused with conceited, self-centeredness had me thinking that what I said carried that much weight in the world. And, what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, dude.
The thought process around that is not that distinct. It's just that you feel like, what you do in the world means that much. And again, not to say that what you do isn't meaningful. It's just, give yourself a break is what they told me. Use a feather, not a baseball bat.
Nice.
And I'm real happy that, there were people that were waiting to tell me these things and teach me these things. And I just can never say enough for my gratitude for, having found the rooms, the people in them that are, there to help. Because, you mentioned newcomers with the 12-Step Music Fest, and we do have a lot of newcomers. We do the Clean Time Countdown, and it's kind of surprising to see as many newcomers. But I love that there are that many newcomers, there, because they get to see, if you're like me, one of the things that kind of was a stopping point for me getting into the rooms was, man, what am I going to do when I stop having all this fun, or how am I going to be cool anymore? And again, thought process isn't that distinct when you're in it. But that was the thought. Those were obstacles to me. How am I going to have fun? How am I going to be perceived as being cool or likable? Because so much of my identity as a rock and roll guitar guy, was wrapped up in this romanticizing of, my heroes and what they went through, the heroin addicts and the gin drunks and, these guys that you'd see the photos in the magazines and their eyes are all crossed and they got their security guards holding them up and stuff. Man, I was that guy. I wanted to be that guy real bad. And you know. So it's nice to be able to show newcomers. It's nice to be able to show, you know, some of the children of some of the addicts and alcoholics that are coming, or whoever, whatever their disease might be, that you can be cool, you can be likable, you can have a great time, you know, without dope, without alcohol, without whatever it is you might try to use to feel better, be likable, be cool. So, I mean, it's all the way around, man. I would recommend to anybody.
Well, I mean, and it comes across in your music. I mean, if you get a chance to go to rockersandrecovery.com and listen to the 24-hour-a-day streamer that we have playing music, a lot of Toronto Live's music is played in that on that streamer. And I got to tell you, when you start looking at songs like The Insanity and all of the rest of the music that you have put together, it's just amazing, man. Live or Die. I mean, there's so many different songs that are just huge, huge songs that people can really grasp the emotion behind it. And you'd never be able to do that if you were clean, if you weren't clean.
Oh, no. I mean, leading up to coming into the rooms, my radio was locked on news talk, you know. I didn't want anything to do with music for the last few years that I was in active addiction. And, you know, it was painful. It was a painful reminder. All that creativity, all that, you know, the talent and the joy that music brought, you know, was gone. My better days were behind me. All that stuff's over. We have nothing but misery to look forward to. You know what I mean? That's where I was at. And, like, sometime in my first 90 days clean, it was beautiful. It was like I realized, driving around town, that I had the radio on a music station, and I was like singing along with every song that came on, you know. Air Supply, Neil Diamond, it didn't matter. I was singing along to it, and it was just a beautiful thing. And then not long after that, you know, some of the first recovery-based music started coming out, Won't Get High, Over Like a Dopamine were the first two that I wrote. And I actually wrote those in a parking lot waiting for my sponsor, as like tandem songs being written on the same pad of paper at the same time. It's kind of weird. I was in a parking lot that I used to pick up in,
so
waiting for my sponsor this time.
So were you writing a four-step and your music at the same time?
Well, he hasn't quite gotten me there yet. I mean, I was pretty young in, but, you know, kind of, I guess. I mean, that's, I think, why the music, and I'm not trying to, I say this, you know, out of the utmost, you know, as much humility as I'm capable of. It is tremendously humbling when people sing along and people, you know, identify with those concepts. But that's why this material, I think, has such crossover, and I say that meaning the recovery community and the non-recovery community has a lot of crossover appeal to both groups, because it's really just written out of truth. There's, you know, again, not trying to toot my horn, but I can't really even take full responsibility. I mean, you couldn't convince me that God, you know, hasn't, you know, who does he use? You know what I mean? He uses, you know, people like me, I guess, you know what I mean, that kind of really emulate or really illustrate how magnificent he is. And I don't mean to get overly religious, but it is a huge part of my life. My relationship with God is a huge part of my life, I'm convinced that, you know, it's kind of him, you know, helping make all that pain that I caused my family and myself and the destruction, kind of turning it into something hopefully helpful, you know, for somebody else, you know. But anyway, all that music is written out of truth, you know. There's nothing really contrived about it at all. At no point did I set out to write a song about this or that. It just kind of came, you know. So, you know, I think that when you write like that, if you, you know, there are some great artists out there, and you can tell, you know.
When you wrote Live or Die, which is the next song we're going to be playing here, what would you say that, you know, Live or Die was all about?
Well, you know, some of these songs are about kind of a composite of my experience in active addiction, the hope of that you can find very quickly. I mean, that's what the name Toronto Live kind of is about. It's about being thrust back to your life, or a life, you know, being brought back to life quickly, you know, as the concepts of hope and spirituality are kind of restored in you. But with Live or Die, it's like, most of these songs are a composite of my experience before getting clean and after getting clean, and then also my feelings about people who I know that I care about, who are still sick and suffering, you know, or were at the time at least. And there's a person very dear to me who served as a little bit of an inspiration for some of that, some of the lyrical content there. But, you know, it's really just about making that choice, you know. There's a great line in, you know, Shawshank Redemption, you know, you get busy living or get busy dying.
Make your choice.
And then
baby.
Also the chorus in there, you know, I got to be free to remind you. Not so much specifically about lies, as the rest of the chorus says, but I've got to, for me, be free to be able to, you know, not have to sugarcoat stuff, you know, to you or myself. You know what I mean? For me.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I hate to put a whole lot of my own meaning on the songs because it tends to taint what other people might be getting out of them.
I don't think so. I think, you know, everybody comes from their own spot, and when you're listening to music, it's going to affect you and touch you in your own way, and I think that's what music's all about. You know, I mean, if you look back through history, what one person was writing was not necessarily what another person was getting. So, you know, I believe that you're getting what you need by putting it all on paper and being able to create the music that you're creating, and people are going to get out of it what they're going to get out of it, and they're going to relate to it what they're going to relate to it. If you're just tuning in with us, of course, we're talking with Roger from Throne Alive. Throne Alive is Roger, Joe, and Jim. And we look forward to having Roger at the 12-Step Music Fest. Of course, Coca-Cola Monster and No Matter What Productions proudly present the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest. Recovery Rocks with 4 days of camping, music, meetings, fellowship, and fun all in one place at the Sugarloaf KOA Campground, Mile Marker 20 in the Florida Keys. Of course, November 3rd through the 6th, you'll be able to hang out with myself, Throne Alive. You'll be able to come down and hang out with Mike Zito, the super group. You also have Mark Lundholm, who is the main stage MC. And Roger, is Mark a pisser or what?
He just gets better every year. I mean, his story and the comedy that's intertwined in it, I mean, he's the probably the best example in entertainment of how, you know, there is no humor without pain behind it. And he's honest about the pain in his story. And then the humor is just, you know, have you laughing to tears. So
Mark's
great.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We just had him on Monday night. And, of course, we were talking about the fest. And, of course, over 20 musical acts on two stage. We got the coffee house and we have the main stage. Some of the main stage artists, of course, Blackfinger, Bubba Mac Band, Chillbillies, Rhetoric, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Dawn Wilder is going to be doing some music, of course, Throne Alive, and then, of course, we have the supergroup. More names to be announced, but so far we got Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Chasm Sultan of Pod Rundgren, Liberty DeVito, former drummer of Billy Joel, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos. It goes on and on. More names to be announced for the supergroup, but it's going to be a great time had by all. Again, go to 12stepmusicfest.com, check out the website, purchase your tickets, be involved, and, of course, tickets are on sale for the November 3rd through the 6th, 2011, 12-Step Music Fest, the 4th Annual. Roger, we're going to go out with Live or Die, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight and coming on the show and hanging out with us. We're going to have you back in the future to talk more about the 12-Step Music Fest and more about what you guys are doing. You can find Roger at ThroneAlive.com, correct?
Yes, and, you know, we have Facebook as well. And I'm always, you know, always encouraging people if they just want to get in there and chat about recovery or whatever, look us up without a doubt. I'm on there all the time. So.
Yes, you are, man. It's good stuff. Listen, thank you, and say hello to Joe and Jim for me. God bless you guys. You guys are the bomb.
All right, brother. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
You say what you need, and I gotta leave before I get bored. I hear what you say, it's always the same. You say what you
Hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network. AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Stupa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click RockersInRecovery.com. That's RockersInRecovery.com.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.